The Gemara talks about that one of the noble women asked one of the Tanoim, how is it possible that Yosef HaTzadik lived through what he lived through and survived? He's a 17-year-old boy. He was sold by his own brothers. He left Yaakov Avinu's tutorship. He was under Yaakov Avinu, his Bar Chakim. He was his favorite son. He got taken, he got sold to one person to the other until he ends up in Mitzrayim. He ends up at Eishes Potiphar. He ends up in a house completely surrounded by immorality amongst Mitzrayim who are known for immorality. No chance of getting out. No chance of getting out. Eved had never left Mitzrayim. I'll explain what that means in a moment. And here he was being attacked day by day, enticed by Eishes Potiphar with nobody to answer to. No one to answer to. Nobody cares about him, nobody's worrying about him, everyone thinks he's stuck there, Yaakov Avinu thinks he's dead. And he's able to survive this onslaught of ruchnius day by day. How is he able to do that? It's an incredible, incredible strength. Where did he get the strength from? Furthermore, I said beforehand that Eved never left Mitzrayim. How did he never leave Mitzrayim? So some people explain it to mean there was a certain magic, there was a certain kishuf that they had that, you know, you see those shopping trolleys. Today they have these shopping trolleys. If they go too far away from the shop, the wheels get clamped, right? So it's kind of a magic that they had. If they ever went too far away from the base, let's say he was caught. That's, some people explain that as a kishuv. But others explain it to mean that they were able to subjugate the avodim to such a low moral ego that they didn't even fancy fighting against the regime. The Jews during the Holocaust were sometimes put to levels that they made as if they felt subhuman, that they don't even want to fight. And Eved never felt he wanted to leave Mitzrayim because what else can I do out there? I'm not going to survive out there. I might as well be an Eved here. What good am I anywhere else? That was the kind of mindset they put in to those people who are avodim in Mitzrayim, that you are nothing. That everything, I can just kill you in a flick of my finger. And Yosef was in this home of Eishes Potiphar, and he managed to be a Yosef HaTzadik. How was he able to do that? So there are various different pshatim. What was a key to his success? I want to give a likud, a bit of a summary of different ideas I saw. Most of them are from my Rebbe, Reb Chaim Kaufman, Sefer Tzadik Livracha, and it's brought down Sefer Mishcha Shemen. One of them, if anyone's ever been into my chumash before, will know this vort from. This is a vort that's brought down from Meir Shapiro, but others bring it down as well. Was early on in the parasha, Yosef is going to see his brothers in the Sodeh. And the Pasuk says, in Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Tesvav, V'yimtze'eyu Ish. An Ish met him. Who is this Ish? This Ish was a Malach, Chazal say. V'hinei Soyeh B'Sodeh, has got lost in the field. V'yishaleyu Ha'ish, Ish is a Lashon of Ish, of Godless. And the Ish, V'yishaleyu Ha'ish Leimo Yirmatavakish. And the Ish said to him, Leimo Matavakish. So the Chazal Medayik, what is Leimoy Ish Leo Ish Leimoyr Matavakesh? Ish Leo Ish Matavakesh. What's Leimoyr? So he said, Rav Meir Shapiro said Api Derech HaMusa, that Yosef HaTzadik is going away to go into Golus, the deepest, darkest Golus in Mitzrayim. And he is setting the foundations of Klal Yisrael to be brought in Mitzrayim. And if you understand this, we have to know that fast forward. Yosef HaTzadik was able to survive this, was able to marry in Mitzrayim, bring up two Shavotim of Ephraim and Manasseh with the same levels as no element there of Yerida Sadoiris like Reuben and Shimon. And he was able to do that. What was the key? How was he able to do that? See, where was the mantra that he had to constantly remind himself? So that's what Pasuk says, V'yim se'eo ish, and Malach met him. And he said to him, when you saw your basode, when you get lost in a field, you should say, Leimoyr Matavakesh. Constantly say to yourself, Matavakesh, Matavakesh. What do I really want? What is really important? What's really going to give you happiness? What's really going to bring you success? Leimoyr Matavakesh. Say to yourself again and again and again, Matavakesh, what do I really want? What is really important? What's the ikka and what's the toffel? That was his key. And the Malach was put there to give him this guidance. Leimoy Matavakesh. Constantly say to yourself, Matavakesh, what do I want? I want to go through a lot of beautiful, beautiful Divrei Torah I saw. Later on in the parasha, he gets sold. and he gets brought into the home, and the pasuk is brought down Perek Lamed Tes, pasuk Chof Beis. The pasuk says, "Vayitain sa beis asoya biyad Yosef es kol asirim asher beis asoya ve'es kol asher oisim shom hu hoya oise." Strange lashon. Ve'es kol asher oisim shom, everything that they did, hu hoya oise, he did. So Chaim HaKol explains that Yosef was the ideal prison guard. He didn't allow them to do things themselves, and he stood on top of them and just barked the orders. Anything that the prisoners did that he was in charge of, he took part of. He didn't feel aloof. He didn't feel in charge. He didn't feel separated. He didn't abuse the power that he had. That's Orach Chaim HaKodesh's pshat. But the Be'er Moshe brings on a beautiful pshat. And it's based on the Rashi in Sanhedrin of Kuf Yud Aleph. Rashi says, the Gemara brings a brachas as well, La'olam yargiz odom yetzah tov al yetzah hara. Yargiz odom means yargiz, make breigers, make, activate, lack of a better word. Yetzah tov al yetzah hara. He said, what does that mean? He said, it's not enough, says Rashi, to fight against a yetzah hara. Yetzah hara says, do it, no, I'm not going to do it. Do it, no, I'm not going to do it. That doesn't help. Yargis odin yetzah hatoiv al yetzah hara means activate the yetzah hatoiv besides fighting the yetzah hara. In other words, every time the yetzah hara tells you to do an avera, do a mitzvah. Don't just not do the avera, actively do a mitzvah. The yetzah hara is going to get fed up. If every time he tells you to do an avera, he starts doing more mitzvahs, you know, you might as well retire, there's no point. So he said, la'olim yargis odin yetzah hatoiv al yetzah hara. Or make sure you activate an Yetzer HaTov besides just fighting the Yetzer Hara. So he said, that's Peshat over here as well. Here Yosef was with all the prisoners in the jail. Now, I mean, you don't have to know too much about the jail system around the world to understand they're not dealing with the most refined people. You know, I don't know, they probably had the Crips, yeah, in Mitzrayim, and you probably had these guys with tattooed with parrot right across their forehead, you know, and you name it that was going on there. I don't think they had, you know, flat screen TVs and like the Swedish prisons. This was a real base of soya. This was mamish, a hole in the ground, right? You had the worst of the worst people there. Yosef kept his elegance. Yosef kept his manner. Yosef kept his derech eretz. How did he do this? So he said, every time the Yetzer Hara tried to put him down, make him do an avirus. When every time he saw the people doing bad things, every time he saw those people doing those things bad over there, avirus, he would do the opposite, he would do mitzvahs. Yeah? Everything they did there bad, he did exactly the opposite, he did mitzvahs. And therefore, he was able to counter that attack by the avirus. On the contrary, he did mitzvahs. End of the day, we're living in a time now, it's probably the darkest time in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know, and obviously in outside the world it's not like that. But Eretz Yisrael, which is the Maisa, the Nes Chanukah place, this is the darkest time of the year. The night is now the longest it possibly is. And from this night, and from this darkness, next week, Ezra Shem light in the menorah. Yeah, light in the menorah next week. Right, this is the longest Erev Shabbos, you know, the Shabbos comes in the earliest, because it's the darkest times. And the Yevonim attempted to destroy us. The Yevonim attempted to make us do our veirus, get rid of all the things that we're happy with, that we enjoyed, try to destroy us. So the Chazal came along and said, he tried to destroy us, adarabba. We're going to add mitzvahs. We're going to light the candles and the Chanukah. We're going to add Simcha and Halal. In other words, everything that we attempted to take us away, we yargiz Yetzer HaTov, we do it over them, and we do more mitzvahs. That is one approach to the Yetzer Hara. Don't stop the Yetzer Hara and just say, no, I'm not going to do it. Adarabba, keep your mind occupied. Do other things of mitzvahs, and that will overcome the koyach of the Yetzer Hara. Kom v'eskola she'oisim shom. All the various they did there, hu hoya oiseh, he did the opposite. Now there's another Eitzah, is a fantastic medrash. Yosef is being approached by Eishes Potiphar, and it's not approached, he's being enticed. Every day she wear different clothes, and she'd threaten to kill him and blind him and deafen him and cripple him, and Yosef just keeps moving. And eventually it's brought down, it's an unbelievable thing. Medrash brings down that she came, the day she came, and she said to him, try to make him do the chet. So the Chazal bring in a medrash, Sha'omalo. Listen to this, what Yosef said back to her. Nomud HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lios Boichem Oyavei Beis Abo Oila. I'm telling you, we have experience in the family that Kadosh Baruch Hu chooses somebody to become an Oila. My grandfather, Yitzchak, was chosen to be an Oila. Im Eshmaloch, if I listen to you, Shema Efchala Oila Ve'efsala Korban, maybe through that chet, I won't be chosen as this Oila. And I lose the opportunity. Carried on. Nomuda Kadosh Baruch Hu Lios Niglal Oyavei Beis Abo Belailo. Are my grandfathers and fathers get nevuah at night? Shema yiglalai kadosh baruch hu v'yimtza oisi tomei. Maybe kadosh baruch hu will appear to me at night in Mitzrayim, and I'll find out to be tomei. And what embarrassment that will be! A kadosh baruch hu comes down to give me nevuah, and he has to go away, and he can't give me that nevuah. Says a medrash, v'oisei shah, v'oisei abasal dukenu shel aviv in Yisrael islei b'chalein. And that moment, the figure of his father passed by. Omaloi, he said to him, Yosef, your brother's going to be written on the ephod. All the names are going to be written, inscribed on the ephod. And you'll be amongst them. Do you want to not be amongst all those names, be missing from those names? Miyad, he stepped back. So the Chazal ask, Yosef HaTzadik is in survival mode here. He's in survival mode. He's in Mitzrayim. Yeah, he's being surrounded by Ashes Potiphar. He has all this craziness around him. And what's he thinking about? I may be an Ola. I may get Nevuah. Yeah? And Yaakov Avinu says to him, yeah, you're going to be an Anshe on the Ephod. I'm talking about just dealing with this Ashes Potiphar. She's the lowest of the lower. This is survival mode. What are you talking about being an Ola? This is godless. Well, Yosef is trying to be an Ola. Yosef is trying to survive here. What is the message that he's negotiating back to her? What's going on over here? So the Chazal tell us, and this is something that, you know, Rabbi Twersky, Dr. Twersky, said this many, many times, says this many times in his books and in his lectures. He says his father never told him off. You're a naughty boy. How can you do this? The father said to him, do you know who you come from? Do you know who you are? It's pastnished. It's not fitting. It's not... You can't do this. It just doesn't fit with who you come from. It's pasnished. It doesn't work. The koyach the Yetzer Hara has is to pull us down. The koyach Yetzer Hara has is to show, nah, a very gross aveir, who are you already? Who are you already? You're not worth very much. Yeah, you see, if you do aveir, does it mean anything to Kodesh Baruch Hu? In fact, the Pasuk says that... it's a beautiful pasuk that the Bali Musa say. Vayika Yoimazer came to the house, Vatis Persehu Bevigdoi. And she grabbed onto the Bevigdoi. They use the Lashon Bevigdoi from Bogdoi. Bogdoi is to be a, to be boygaid, to be treacherous. So she grabbed onto his treachery. But to say the Bogdoi, she grabbed onto his treachery. Lay mashikh in me, to say, lie with me. In other words, who are you? Who are you already? You've been thrown out by your father. Your father sent you on a dangerous mission, seems he doesn't care too much about you. Your brothers sold you. They were Choshever brothers. They came to Din Torah. You're married by Malchus. You're a Roydeif. They came to, she's a clever woman. Who are you already? Yosef, you're stuck in Mitzrayim. You're garnished. You're nothing. So to say, but Bigdo, she grabbed onto his Begida, grabbed onto his low point. And she said, Shrichvei mi, come on. Vayazoi bigdoi biyodoi. He left the begida in her hands and he ran out. He said, there's no such thing. There's no such thing as a Jew being low. There's no such thing. There's never a level where a Jew has no return. Ever. Ever. Left the begida in her hands and he ran out. And he ran away from Chet. Yosef said to her, I'm not looking to survive. I'm looking to have nevuah. I'm looking to be a korban oila. That's who I am. I'm godless shebegdolim. My grandfathers had nevuah. My grandfathers became a korban oila. I'm going to be in an ephod. You can't get anywhere close to me. You can't pull down my bigdoi bar. You can't get hold of me and say I'm a nothing. And that is how he managed to survive. The koichus we have of saying is pasminished is navera. But I'm a Jew. I'm chosen nation, a Rabbein Shalom's child. I can do such a thing. It's pasminished. It's posher. It doesn't befit me. As a Eved Hashem, to lower myself to these standards. That was another koyach that he managed to pull through with that. It's interesting, there's a sefer called Mones HaLevi. The Mones HaLevi is a sefer that that Shlomo HaKabetz, the author of the Lacha Dodi, wrote as a gift, as Mishloach Mones, to his father-in-law for Purim. Yeah? And sefer is called Mones HaLevi, a beautiful sefer on Megillas Esther. And Mones HaLevi has a whole proof that it's possible to be Yetzer Mishloach Mones with a gift, not dafka with food. And that's why, that's his whole beginning of the sefer. And then he goes through a perush on Megillas Esther. And he explains, he says, by talks about Esther, Ubagia, it talks about Esther going through in front of Achashverosh, Ubagia, when the turn of Esther came, Bas Avichail Doid Mordechai, Asher Shom Nebas, you go through the whole thing, talks about the Yichus of Esther again, and the Pasuk says, Lo Vayel Melech Lebik Shadavah, to come to Melech, never ask for anything. Ask the Manas Halevi, why start talking about over here, and she was, the Bas Mordechai, we've gone through that already, we already talked about this in the past. He said the koyach that she had, not to be enticed by the gashmias, not to be asking the melech for more and more taiva and tumma and gashmias, was bagia to Esther bas Abichail doid Mordechai. Do you know what yichus I have? I'm different to everyone else. I'm a chosen. I'm on the yachsanim of Klal Yisrael. That was a koyach to be able to fight the taiva that was going on then. The Mirchaim from Vizhnitz, he says that there were three mitzvahs that Yevonim tried to be mevatel. It was Shabbos, Mila, and Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos, Mila, Chodesh. Loshen of Rosh Tevis, Sameach. Shabbos, Mila, Chodesh. Those are the three things, Simcha. He said the koyach that Yevonim tried to do was to pull us down, to take away our strength, to the will to fight, to take away our antibodies, to put us in a level where we're nothing. Sameach. And Adarabba, those are the three mitzvahs that the Chazal put extra koichas into. Yismuchu b'machuscha. Yismuchu, happiness of Shabbos Shoyim, Shabbos of Koryenig. Yeah? Rosh Chodesh. The Pasuk says there, Ubavidas beis Samigdosh nismach kulonu. Talks about Rosh Chodesh, the simcha we're gonna have, the sudas Rosh Chodesh. And Mila, the sudas we have, that's Adarabba. Those are the three things that we dafka put, concentrate on more simcha with. To keep ourselves level, to know who we are, to know what gadlus we have. That you can't pull us down, you can't make us depressed that we're nothing, we're not. We're gewaldig. The Kotzke once said a gewaldiger thing, he says there's something called you may simcha, is a may ava and you may sinner. You may ava the days when you wake up on time, and you know your kids are dressed and you take them to Ghana at the right time and you end up in shul and you start in mamash, beginning of davening, and you manage to daven with kavana and shachris is a shachris and you go out and baruch Hashem you have rusa on time, then we get chavrusa, then you go to business and everything is going well, there's no traffic, you make a nice business and yeah, everything goes well, you cash minchi, cash even chavrusa, you come home, your wife is nice to you, nice to her, everything, oh, that's a good mei simcha, that's a mei ava. And then you get your mei sinner. You may sinner are those times where everything's exactly the opposite. Yeah, your kid's ready to go to gun, and all of a sudden he spills his shock all over his shirt, right? So you got to go upstairs and change his shirt again, and take him down again. You know, they're ready. The doors of the school are closed. You got to phone out the manahel to get him down, and then he comes down, and you've missed Boruch, and you're trying to find another minion, and the whole day, just one of those days, right? One of those days. That's a may up. That's a may sinner. He says, Kishem shem marbim kishem shubenichnas kinishas ador marbim besimcha. Just like in ador, you marbim the days that you're out, you marbim when it's a may avo, it's besimcha. So too, mamartim, you may av, it's a time of darkness, a time of also mamartim. We're just trying to survive. Forget about doing your chavrusa, just trying to make sure they don't fall through the chet. It's also done besimcha. Mamartim besimcha. Do it when it's mamartim. Also do it besimcha. Because if you're not memait besimcha, then your antibodies are low. Your who am I ready to fight the Yetzer Hara? Bob the Bosch will get hold of you, and the Yetzer Hara will schlep you lishkoiv imo. That is what you have to fight. No, we gewaldig, we're strong, we are healthy. We come from a gewaldige yichus. That is a koichus. We have to fight it. Okay, we're running out of time. There's two more things I want to say. Is as follows. The Yetzer Hara, there are times where the Yetzer Hara knows that it's not possible to bring us down. The Menahel in Gateshead used to say V'hosse sotel mulfaneinu me'achreinu. V'hosse sotel mulfaneinu me'achreinu. Me'achreinu means behind us. Mulfaneinu in front of us, me'achreinu. V'hosse mulfaneinu me'achreinu. So he explained it all as. There are sometimes where the Yetzer Hara says, Yetzer Toiv says, no, maybe don't want to do Achnasas Orchim. You got this new family who just came, did Aliyah, they need a family hosting for Shabbos. No, maybe. And you go, no, I'm too tired, I can't be bothered, no. Fine. Sometimes the Yetzer Hara knows you're a good guy. That's not going to help you. You're tired, you can't be bothered, you're going to host. So what does he do? He gives you more and more and more. Me'achreinu pushes you, not one family, get five families, have 50 kids dancing around your table, Shabbos, labor day, right? And then that works, another family, make a big Shabbaton for the whole town, and you push it until you come totally burnt out, and that's it for the next year. He doesn't mind waiting to invest. So it's milfaneinu, he stops you, me'achreinu gives you a push from behind. That's one way of doing it. That's one way, milfaneinu me'achreinu. Hosse sotu milfaneinu me'achreinu. Another way of doing it is the Yetzer Hara does vayika yoim hazeh. The pasuk says vayika dabra yosef yoim yoim hasham aleo. The pasuk says in Lamed Tes Yud Aleph vayika yoim hazeh. It was on this day vayovei habayis alasis malachtis. Machlekes in the Gemara whether Yosef had come to do work or to go to do the chet. What's pshat vayika hayoim hazeh? That day. What's kahayoim hazeh? What does kahayoim hazeh mean? As it was it Rosh Hashanah? Was it Yom Kippur? What a Hayyim is there? What's significant about that day? Doesn't say as if that day was something special. So Merebi brings down. Let me just see who that's from. Sorry, pardon me. Padashol. He says as follows. He says that Avera is Laila. It's Poshut. Mitzvahs is Yoim. It's Yoim. He says, Eishes tried to entice Yosef and tried to do the chet and the pitui and the Yetzer Hara and pushed again and again and again. Didn't work. Nothing worked. Eventually she came up with an idea. Vayhi kahayoim hazeh. Yosef, I looked at my staknine, I looked into the stars and I saw that Osset, I'm telling you, our families are going to join together. And we're going to be in Olam Haba together. This is a mitzvah. Was she wrong? No, she was not wrong. Her daughter married Yosef, or whatever daughter who she was, whatever it was, she adopted daughter, but the married Yosef. There was a truth to this. So she tried to go, Hika Hayoyim Hazeh. She squished it around and made it as if it's Hayoyim Hazeh. You're doing the biggest mitzvah, Yosef. Being with me. It's not Veir Chalila. It's the biggest mitzvah. And he came to Mamish Kayoim Hazeh. She managed to manipulate it as the biggest mitzvah. And Yosef fell for it. The part of the Gemara says that Yosef came, Lasis Malachta, to do the malacha that she wanted him to do. And Yaakovina passed by, and Yaakovina said, Yosef, MS. He brought back what was day. The koyach of the Yetzer Hara is sometimes to manipulate the truth to such an extent that we see that is a yoim, that is our Hashem Shemayim. How many people today are dying on a daily basis on a holy war? A jihad. Yeah, these people are choitim. They're doing a holy war. Yeah? The Arabs are there, the ISIS. This is a holy war. And people are willing to die for a holy war. That's Arabs. But Khalilu within our camps. How many people are doing a holy war? This person, you know, the Sam Rav used to say, it's a mitzvah to fagruben yenem. It's a mitzvah to bury somebody, but not labor digger hide, not while he's still alive. Yeah? There's a mitzvah of a... Some people say it's mamash a mitzvah. There's a maizah once made a Baal Shem. Came to the Baal Shem and said there's somebody who's walking through his property. And his property is a chutzpah to walk through this. I brought him to Din Torah, he's not listening to me. It's a mitzvah to go along and beat him up. It's a mitzvah. I've got to protect my land. I've got to marry for my children. I've got to be mechazik b'nei Torah. I've got to... So the Baal Shem said to him, such a mitzvah. Gevaldik. Before you start beating him up, go to the mikveh. I could do that with mitzvah. Go to the mikveh, put in your shtrayim on a bekicher, put in your gartel and say, Hinni muchon mezuman lekai mitzvah. Yeah? Then you can go and beat him up. He said, people, obviously he didn't, right? He said, people believe that they're doing the biggest mitzvah. The Koski used to say, Penina l'shem shemayim nischavna. Penina who antagonized her poor Chana and said to her, you know, you don't have children. She meant to the Shem Shemaim. So he said, such achzorius, such cruelty can only be done if it's a shame shemaim. You can only reach such levels of cruelty if you mean it, l'shem shemaim. This is kahayoyim hazeh. This was, vayhi kahayoyim hazeh, this big day, the day, Yosef, I'm telling you, this is the day you're going to get olam haba. Be with me. This is the day that you can mamash, this kahayoyim hazeh. This is day. Yaakovina said it's not day. Titan emes Yaakov, Yaakov got rid of that. That's Peshat. When we say, it's a pele, we say, l'amcha Yisrael, we say in Alanissim, l'amcha Yisrael, what's kahayoyim hazeh mean? And today, asiso tshuva gedolah saved us. Kahayoyim hazeh. What's kahayoyim hazeh? What's kahayoyim hazeh talking about? Which day? Kahayoyim hazeh means that the Yevonim tried to confuse us. They tried to exchange the culture that Klal Yisrael had for their culture. And the biggest mitzvah there is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you, I'm not saying it's no Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael wants you to follow Swiss, to follow this Yevon culture. And the Maccabim stood up and changed Kahayoyim Hazeh. Changed Kahayoyim Hazeh. This Ishol, Roshanta, wanted to make Kahayoyim Hazeh. This is the biggest mitzvah. They tried to make Kahayoyim Hazeh as the culture of Yavon as Kahayoyim Hazeh. This is the biggest mitzvah to follow Yavon. Do you know communism? In the time of, not so long ago, in Voloshiny Yeshivas, to get into Voloshiny, you had to learn Maseches of Shas Baal Peh. Do you know that? You had to learn from Sefer Shas Baal Peh. And how many of the boys of Volozhin went off the derech to become real communists, and they were sort of being raised from the Gemara. The Gemara wants you to be a communist. Communism min haTorah minayin. The mamish went through. So Vasisa Chod Kayoyim Hazeh means that the Maccabim were able to sow Kayoyim Hazeh. What is a real Kayoyim Hazeh? What is a real day? What is real light? What is our Lema Matavakish? What is that we're really looking for? And we are grateful for the Maccabim. We're grateful for those people who stood up against Yovan to express to us what is the light, what is day and what is night. And that is a koyach of the Yetzer Hara to confuse. Just finish off with one vort. After everything, Yosef HaTzadik stands up to the pitui to this Ashes Potiphar. What happens to him? Gets thrown to the lowest place of his life, lowest ebb of his, gets thrown into the pit. One would expect Rebbein Shleim to give him a bit of a stroke and say, Yosef, you know, a week later, 2 weeks later, he gets taken, he's stood against the biggest Nisayon, and he gets thrown, and he's accused of terrible things. You can imagine the ABC, Jewish boy, yeah, attempts rape on Egyptian noblewoman, yeah, he's there he is, yeah, being judged through an executioner, all against this poor guy, and he gets put straight into the pit. Yosef, that night, can you imagine what he's going through his mind that night? There it was, the blue-eyed boy in the house of Potiphar, doing well, fighting the Yetzer Hara. He had incredible nisayon, and he survived, and he's put into a rat-infested jail with murderers and who knows what. Unbelievable. What's he thinking? We find the same thing by Pinchas. Pinchas is an amazing Mesiras Nefesh. He fought against a Nosin Klal Yisrael, and he's expecting to get a pat on the back. No, right, ill Ben Putti's there, this Ben Putti, look at this guy, serves his grandfather, served the Avodah Zarah. Why? Give him credit. Why doesn't Kodesh Baruch Hu allow this person to get a bit of Hakaras HaToiv, a bit of a good feeling? The Teretz is that even winning the Yetzer Hara, the Sfasemen says this, after one wins the Yetzer Hara has another tactic. Such a tzaddik. You won me. Oh, what a gewaltig tzaddik you are. How lucky Klal Yisrael is to have such a wonderful person like you. What an honor and a privilege. Who knows how many people that are like you become a Baal Gaiva. And that is his last trick. Psh, such a choshev yid. Ah, what a Baal Musa. Ah, mamash a tzaddik, gewaltig. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, to save him, put him in a state where you got nothing, you're put into the boyer, and you're trampled upon, and you despise any little bit of gaiva he had was trampled upon. Pinchas, any little gaiva he had, Nebuchadnezzar, Ben Putti there, he had no, and this was a chesed elyon, that Kodesh Baruch Hu was able to nurture that gadlus and tzidkus to be able to be Ezra Shem, help them in future generations. This is the Melchemes Yovon. Yovon is to take Kayoim Azer, to confuse us. The Yud, the Vav, the Nun, a little bit shorter, bigger, longer, it's all one big thing. Yeah, Yayin, Yovon. Yeah, it's all about confusion. It's all about telling us that what's really Kayoyim Hazeh, really what is today, it's really a mitzvah what we're doing following the goyim. It's a fantastic thing. And it's not. It's leimor matavakish. What do we really want inside us? And the way to do it is, as we explained before, is the idea of showing the gadlus of where we come from. Is the idea of being married, of doing more mitzvahs every time the Yitzhar tells us to do an aveira, do a mitzvah. It's the simcha that we have in the mitzvah. It's the understanding that kayoy mazeh, that the Yitzhar Tzadnas tries to make a mitzvah out in aveira, and as Hashem give us yat tishmaya to be as Hashem really see the clarity, really see the godless of who we are, where we go, and give us all the tools to be able to do that. Yeah.